With over 20,000 referrals of child abuse in Utah over the last year, Prevent Child Abuse Utah, a nonprofit organization, sees education as the key to reducing the number of abused children.
We want to get the education out there and help people become familiar with what abuse is and what would be classified as abuse so they can help protect their kids.
That's Carrie Jensen, the Associate Director of Prevent Child Abuse Utah. Since 2011, Child Protective Services has consistently received around 20,000 reports of child abuse cases in Utah each year. In the 2015 fiscal year, Jensen says 20,614 referrals came into Child Protective Services, and only 9,626 children were proved to be actual victims. In 2014, the legislature passed Aaron's Law, mandating teachers and parents to receive child sexual abuse education. Jensen says this was designed to train adults to be reporters of child abuse cases.
It's not just a police officer or a social worker. It's anyone that's over the age of 18. So it's important for all of those adults to be educated on what signs and symptoms to look for so they can help protect kids.
As Child Abuse Prevention Month starts in the beginning of April, the hope is for awareness of child abuse to increase statewide.
The more aware of it they are, the more that they can do to help intervene and protect children, whether it's their own children or anyone in their neighborhood or at their kids' school or at their churches, they can just be more aware.
Prevent Child Abuse Utah frequently holds school education programs and parent nights, where they talk about the signs and symptoms of child abuse so people can instantly recognize it and get help if needed. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Katie Pigas.